Chapter 18. Lambs to the slaughter. To play those millions of minds, to watch them slowly respond to an unseen stimulus, to guide their aspirations without their knowledge, all this whether in high capacities or in humble, is a big and endless game of chess, of ever extraordinary excitement. Sidney Webb, founder of the Fabian Society, the so-called left-right political spectrum is our creation. In fact, it accurately reflects our careful, artificial polarization of the population on phony issues that prevents the issue of our power from arising in their minds, the occult technocracy of power. The opposition party is called the opposition by its creators, namely, the opposition, author, those of us who have great difficulty accepting that there is a big brother exercising unlimited control, do so because they have forgotten the manner in which plutocrats exercise control and the comparative freedom and wealth they have enjoyed for millennia. Naturally, when one looks at the complexity of urban life, it does seem improbable that some secret society can just move in, as it were, and take over. But we forget that the very cities and nations are their creations, that ordinary man was impinged upon by crown and gown for centuries, living in villages from which he never strayed, except in the service of his feudal lords. The life of rural and agricultural man was certainly not his own. We forget that due to the suppression of historical data, the pedestal of the present centuries does not provide a very good vantage point for reviewing the past. Given the structure of pre-industrial society, nothing could have been easier for the masters than the total takeover of empires, resources, and minds. Just because one does not have an actual mark on their forehead or a physical gun to their head does not mean they are free. Today, we are free only to do what we are told. We need to be reminded that there are two main methods of effecting changes and imposing control on any animal. The first method is by direct training. This is accomplished by schools, universities, recalcitrant parents, and peer groups. A general state education is a mere contrivance for molding people to be exactly like one another, and as the mold in which it casts them is that which pleases the predominant power in the government, it establishes a despotism over the mind. John Stuart Mill. The second method is by the instigation of changes to the environment of the animal. Though these are almost always beyond the awareness of the creature, they are extremely impactive. By exercising both methods, the hidden masters accomplish all the behavioral changes they require. The results are apparent for anyone who cares to see them. To repress rebellion is to maintain the status quo, a condition which binds the mortal creature in a state of intellectual or physical slavery. But it is impossible to chain man merely by slaving his body. The mind also must be held, and to accomplish this, fear is the accepted weapon. The common man must fear life, fear death, fear God, fear the devil, and fear most the overlords, the keepers of his destiny. Manly Palmer Hall. I really look with commiseration over the great body of my fellow citizens who, reading newspapers, live and die in the belief that they have known something of what has been passing in their times. Thomas Jefferson. We are powerfully imprisoned in these dark ages simply in terms in which we have been conditioned to think. Buckminster Fuller. And again, from the horse's mouth, the older dictators fell because they could never supply their subjects with enough bread, enough circuses, enough miracles, and mysteries. Under a scientific dictatorship, education will really work. Most men and women will grow up to love their servitude and will never dream of revolution. There seems to be no good reason why a thoroughly scientific dictatorship should ever be overthrown. Aldous Huxley, Brave New World Revisited. Investigations into the beginnings of religion have accumulated steadily throughout the past half century. It is only by great efforts of censorship, by sectarian education of an elaborately protected sort, and the like, that ignorance about them is maintained. H.G. Wells, The Fate of Homo Sapiens. The conscious and intelligent manipulation of organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in a democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government which is the true ruling power in our country. We are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested largely by men we have never heard of. We are dominated by a relatively small number of persons. It is they who pull the wires which control the public mind and who harness social forces and contrive new ways to bind and guide the world. Edward Bernays, Propaganda. We shall have world government whether or not you like it. by conquest or consent, James Warburg, before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, the great Irish scholar and Christian thinker C.S. Lewis wrote in the 1940s about these aliens and their internment on our Earth, which we referred to as the Silent Planet. In a similar vein as his colleague J.R.R. Tolkien, he attempted to create fictional works that would disseminate the truth that he had uncovered while reading the great untranslated medieval and Anglo-Saxon tomes, deep in the vaults of Oxford and Cambridge universities. Not one-tenth of the books that have been penned are available in the public domain. Throughout time, there have been many who have written on the matters here discussed. Such writings are eventually ridiculed and or sequestered, see 5 million years to Earth and the name of the rose. Until now, none of the plans for escaping the silent planet have worked, with both sides being in complete collusion. Billions, however, continue to be spent, Cold War or no Cold War. The Cold War was the cover for these machinations in outer space, both sides being in complete collusion. What better way to keep the masses oblivious to the real reasons for this expenditure than to create the dialectic of two antithetical factions and the threat of nuclear assault from the air? Anyone who has done a bit of homework knows that the Soviets procured their weaponry and funding from the United States. They were even allowed into space first to incite the competition fever. The conflict was called Cold War because it was known that it would never come to a head and that it would never heat up, being a carefully conceived artifice from the outset. Every resource on this planet is expendable because the controllers have a change of address in mind. Mankind is an endangered species, but is, unfortunately, not intelligent or informed enough to realize that it is on the brink of forced extinction. Evil is in evidence everywhere, yet few there are who take proactive measures against it. Programmed as we have been to think that evil is an innate part of human nature. For generations, man has believed nature capable of creating a species with such existential dysfunction that its own inviolate order would be undermined. As detailed earlier, it is the psychic acceptance of this insinuated fallacy that literally incites our individual and collective deviancies.